Realigning state-owned companies has been one of the priorities for the Chinese government in its drive to make the country's economy more market-oriented. Xiao Yaqing, head of the State Council's State-Owned Assets Supervision and Administration, has provided an update to the media on their progress through last year on the sidelines of this year's MPC meetings.
Regarding the reform on SOEs administered by the central government, we carried out 10 pilot reform programs on the group level early last year. Then we pressed ahead with programs on the second and the third tier, as well as grassroots subsidiaries of the SOEs. Nationwide, provinces, municipalities, and autonomous regions were all very enthusiastic about implementing reforms, and they took a down-to-earth approach.
Xiao Yaqing says a total of 760 specific plans were rolled out, and pilot programs were carried out in over 200 different state-run enterprises. He says the moves were not only to make advancements, but also to resolve lingering problems.
As reforms were unfolding, we pushed forward the reorganization of the central SOEs to optimize resource distribution. The reorganization of 10 central SOEs represented by the Bao Steel Group and Wuhan Iron and Steel Corporation has not only helped cut their excessive capacity, but also helped improve their quality and efficiency. The structure has been optimized.
One of the highlights last year was the merger of Chinese steel giants Bao Steel and Wuhan Iron and Steel, creating the China Baowu Steel Group. This merger, combined with a stronger performance by SOEs run on a regional level, helped return the overall SOE sector back to profitability last year after a 6.7% drop through 2015. While centrally administered SOEs struggled somewhat last year, stats so far this year are pointing to an early turnaround. State companies managed by the central government have seen their profits through the first 2 months increase by over 29% year-on-year. To try to keep this trend moving forward, Xiao Yaqing is suggesting a further push to make China's state-run companies more global.
First, we'd enhance the system building so that our outgoing scheme will be in compliance with China's laws, local laws of the host countries, and practice of international business operations. Second, we define and regulate our operations strictly so that in our operation, we will follow international rules and local laws of the host countries to faithfully perform our duties and establish a good reputation. Third, we'd seriously hold relevant parties accountable.
There are currently more than 9,000 centrally administered Chinese business entities invested in virtually every country around the world. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.